Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. Chip's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 9 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group, author of something under 1,000 books that have sold something under 1 billion copies across the galaxy. The new one is called Sprinkles, and you won't be surprised to know that there's a new one coming out soon. He's one of the people who helps us understand our customers and love them up so they don't want to leave us ever. He's our good friend Chip Bell. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be with you again, and congratulations on 19 years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You've been with me half of those, so I appreciate
that's right,
you, too.
That's right.
So, Chip, one of the things that I just keep telling my audience is over and over and over again. I know it's a broken record, but I think it's a record that needs to be played. Whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, whether it's product, whether it's price, whether it's service, whatever element of the contact with the customer is in the customer's head.
And absolutely.
And, I mean, talk to us about, I mean, what do you think about all that? Why is that so complicated for companies?
Well, part of it is the fact that they think of their relationship to the customer as factual and it's perceptual.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks.
Good. Well, too many organizations think about their relationship as factual. That is, it's rational, it's logical, it's analytical.
It's in my business plan. It's got to be factual.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I've got this fancy CRM system, and so therefore I've got all the data.
Wait a minute. You haven't seen my PowerPoint presentation yet.
That's it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the customer is Tom Peters used to say customers perceive service, their relationship and experience in their own irrational, illogical,
right,
end of the day, and totally human terms.
That's right.
At the end of the day, it's all about perception. That's emotional, and it's not rational. It's emotional. It's not logical. It's illogical, because that's the way emotions are. And getting a handle on that sometimes is very challenging because they tend to use analytical tools to try to understand the customer. I always like it saying it's like kind of like using trying to drive a nail with a B flat.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with B flats. They're great when you're composing music.
Right.
They're the wrong tool for carpentry.
Right. So what you're saying is that we get so busy focusing on policies and strategies and resources and training and all that kind of stuff, we forget to say to the customer in whatever way it takes to get this answered, what are your expectations?
Absolutely. And not only what are your expectations, but I'd like to know a little bit about your hopes and aspirations so we could anticipate better.
Hmm.
You know, and part of that whole context is the fact that your customer's always changing. You know, I'm always laugh at companies that say, well, we did a survey a year ago. Well, the customer's changing too rapidly for a survey. There's nothing wrong with surveys, but they give you data.
Right.
They don't give you relationship.
Well, see, this is what, as I've been talking about for a long time, this is what's taking our breath away, and this is why small businesses are having such a hard time with this. They check with their customers like they did 20 years ago, and they still check with them, and then they say, okay, I got that information, I'm going to be good for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
And but they don't realize the customer just got a new phone.
Well, that's right.
They just got a new app.
Or they discovered Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The day after, you just checked with them.
Exactly.
And all that information they gave you yesterday is invalid now.
Yep, today's fads, tomorrow's antique.
That's right. so that's really, and in a way it's kind of unfair for small businesses because they may be trying to do their job, but we've got to come up with a way to be faster, don't we?
Well, also we've got to find out ways to be closer to that customer, and that's where the small business has an asset.
Yeah. Advantage, no question.
You know, try Walmart. Try interview all your customers.
Right, right. So what do you do? When they come in, do you just say, you know, how do we do? When you shop today, how is that different from a year ago or 6 months ago? Do you ask people like questions like that?
I think you do, because you've got a wonderful opportunity, particularly the person at the front line who's while they're ringing up your thing to ask a simple question. My favorite question is, what's one thing we can do to improve your experience? That's it. Just one question.
Say that again.
What is one way we can improve your experience, enhance your experience, make you have a better day? You know, what's one thing? And that one thing keeps it focused, keeps it narrow, keeps it timely, and keeps it in a hurry.
Would it be okay to help the customer a little bit, because maybe they hadn't thought about it like that, to say, you know, Ms. Jones, when you buy from us, you come and you get stuff, and we charge you for it, and we give it to you, and you help you get it in the car and all that. And that's a business transaction. But wrapped around all that is what we like to think of as an experience. Maybe you can appreciate that. And you see what I mean? Maybe, I don't know, sure that the customers, you might have to sort of...
You might probably have to work with them a little bit.
Just help them out a little bit. And then maybe they would think, and I bet you what would happen, I bet some would say, you know, I hadn't thought about it like that. Let me think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then make a note and then ask them again later.
And if one in 20 said, well, here's one thing, you've got data, you've got important information, but more importantly, you're signaling to that customer, you're valuable to us,
right,
you're important to us.
Even if they never got back with you,
right,
the fact that you stopped and asked them about it,
exactly,
would mean something to them, wouldn't it?
And if we ask the front line, what are you learning, that's the second part to that.
Right. Say that again. Talk to us about that.
Even if we, the key part, if we ask customers for information and we got the front line asking questions, which I think is critical.
Right.
Because they tend to hear more,
right,
if they're asking it often. But the second thing is we got to pay attention to our scouts, because they're out there and they're catching all the errors, so to speak.
But we have to train these people how to do this, don't we?
Exactly.
Because
well,
this
we
is
gotta
not,
train
this
them
is,
to be a pay attention to it. And,
right. But we also have to. And I want to do this when we come back. I want you to help us understand how to hold them accountable for stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is give us your website again, Chip.
ChipBell.com.
ChipBell.com, folks. You can find all of his books there, including the new one, Sprinkles, I should say. Put an S on the end of that. We're going to take a quick break. And, folks, this is really important because what you sell is not why people come back to you. Because they can get that stuff anywhere. The reason people come back to you is because of that experience that Chip's talking about. We're going to talk some more about it after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.